systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamhole. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 340, moving right along.
340?
I know, almost to 400, almost 500, and that's halfway to a grand.
Wow.
Just killing it. But yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at, or on the Ustream app for your droid.
If you can figure out how it works.
No, the one, the Ustream app on the droid or on any Android OS is great. I can search and find it. Some people were having some problems with the app on the iPhone because of its search functionality is not, how do you say this? As good as the droid app.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
You might not want an iPhone.
Because, hey guys, guess who had a Ustream app for like 3 years before there was ever a thing called Android? Yeah, the iPhone. Guess which app totally sucks? Yeah, the iPhone one. So, take from that what you will.
Sorry, guys.
I'm not hating, but, you know, just saying. So,
anyway.
Let's talk about Islam.
You want to talk
about Islam? How many people know about Islam? The Islamic religion?
Islam is not very funny. We're a comedy podcast. I don't know if you know.
What do you guys know about... Now, I have a picture of the Prophet Muhammad. Okay?
Okay.
And now, I just need to make sure. Are we going to have problems if I show this picture? I don't want to... I mean, I could black it out and censor it, I guess.
We could.
And then I could have, you know, my end speech and just bleep out the whole fucking thing. Because Comedy Central is a bunch of fucking pussies! What the fuck, Comedy Central?
I don't know, dude. They got death threats from fucking
Islamic people.
Who they gives don't a joke,
fuck?
Man.
You can make fun
don't
of Jesus.
Don't run a plane into that bitch.
You can make fun of Christians. You can make fun of Mormons. You can make fun of any of that shit, and that's cool. But whoa, not Muhammad, because, hey, guys, Islamic people are crazy. They'll kill us. Really? Christians
yeah, really.
Won't... It's so stupid.
Crusades!
So,
let's do it.
Crusades. Done.
Do
We're
it.
Going on new crusades. Okay, so. This is what you're making a big deal out of. This is your prophet. This is Muhammad. Camera one. For those of you listening live, or for those of you listening on the podcast, it is a picture of Muhammad.
In
and
a
at
diaper.
The top, it says, "Cry baby Muhammad. Stop it. Wah. Wah, you hurt my feelings.
Wah.
Wah. Oh, my poor little feelings are hurt. Wah. Ooh, ooh, is that okay? Ooh, hold on. I'm getting a call from Jamhole Corporate. Hold on.
Oh.
We're
is
not.
Is that not cool?
Oh, we're not supposed to do. Oh. Ooh.
Ooh, apparently, are we fired?
Apparently, there has just been an airplane flown into Jamhole Corporate.
Oh, shit.
Huh. Awkward. Ooh.
La, 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 la.
Well, I got another picture. You guys want to see this one?
Yes.
Check this out. I just found these
the
online.
Bomb.
So there's your prophet, and instead of a towel wrapped around his head, it's a bomb. You
Yay.
Know why? Do you know why it's a bomb?
Because he's the
because
bomb.
Because they're
oh, no.
crazy. Your religion is crazy. And I found some real pictures of Muhammad. Let me tell you something. Muhammad looks like an Arab Jesus, okay? And now
yeah.
I know Jesus looks like a fucking white whatever the religion was before that, and their fucking prophet looked like whatever version of whatever was before that. And I understand that, you know, when it comes to making religions, we can't be original because, you know, I mean, there hasn't been an original new religion since Scientology besides Jamhole Church. You're
right.
welcome.
Right.
So, and look what happened with that. Those fools are even more nuts. But yet again, Comedy Central was cool with them dissing Scientologists. And there was an article, I don't have it in front of me, but it was an interview with Matt and Trey, the creators of South Park, and they said in the 13 years that they've been doing South Park, they have stood behind every single episode. There has never been an episode that they created that they felt like, ooh, yeah, maybe
that
we should.
Bad.
Like, they stand behind all their shit. Just like here on the show, on the Jam Hole, we stand behind what we say. Religion is bullshit. Muhammad is a little whiny baby, much like this.
Absolutely.
Camera one.
Okay. Doug says, Danny is our prophet. So for Jamholia, the Jam Hole Church, I will now be your prophet.
And we will now pass around the offering basket that is the jamhole.com/donate.
Yes. So the jamhole.com/donate, that is tax-free because we are a church.
Yeah, that's right. Help me pay for some of these fucking beats so I can write more songs.
Exactly. I will prophetize your shit if you donate.
Proselytize?
Whatever.
How do you say that word? I'm going to go out and proselytize. That means I'm profiting. Not like with money. Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not like profiting like with money. I'm like telling the future. I'm soothsaying, if you will.
I'm going
to... I would like to just take a moment...
Proselytize.
I'd like to take a moment of silence for everyone that just lost their life in the explosion at Jam Hole Corporate.
Yeah.
Who
worked there?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
We pretty much... Now,
all of our imaginary friends.
You guys don't know this, but Jam Hole Corporate's based in Detroit. We got a great deal on an old car factory. Like, literally, I gave the dude, like, $5 for it. He was going to pay me to take it. And I was like, bro, I'm doing okay.
I'll give you $5.
I'll give you $5. You need this more than I do. Go eat something. You look disgusting. And so excuse me. This is so serious. I'm so serious right now. Jam Hole Corporate is in the heart of downtown Detroit. And we employ the city of Detroit. I think Eminem's, this is so serious. Eminem works there, I heard. He's been helping me write rhymes lately. I think D12 might still work there. Bizarre might have gotten fired for trying to have sex with the whatever
secretaries.
It was. No, it was a dude.
whoever.
Eddie Murphy or so. But yeah, so yeah, that sucks that I guess, who do we answer to now? Who's going to write our show now?
I'm the prophet. You got to answer to me.
Can you write our show real quick then?
Because we don't need to write a show. Do we ever write a show?
Yeah, they do. They send me the notes of what to say.
They're
Jam Hole Corporate.
I don't get that shit.
Well, no.
I'm all proverb, man, on the fly.
I'm proverb. I'm like Psalms, verse 2. On the fly.
It's all improv, okay?
Jesus Christ. Okay, give me a thing. Muhammad. Now give me another thing. Crybaby. Okay, and go. But like seriously, they said that, you know, they've always stood behind their shit. Just like we do here. And this is one of the first times, I believe, they sent it done to Comedy Central. Comedy Central went through and censored the fuck out of it. And it wasn't even Muhammad. I'm going to blow this. So if you haven't seen the episode yet, let me know and I'll send it to you. But seriously, it was fucking Santa Claus, guys. It wasn't even Muhammad. So what's the deal? And how can you play favorites like that? You can say it's cool to diss on fags, bitches, cunts, kikes, fucking
Kanye.
Niggers, Kanye, fucking Tom Cruise, like all, and let's just say religion. It's cool, like we said before, Christianity, all of Mormons, Jehovah's, and the Scientologists. All of that was A-okay. But this one, whoa. That was not okay, and we're going to censor the fuck out of it. Much like our chat room until the bot gets here.
You should send Comedy Central one of those. That was not okay.
That was not okay, Comedy Central. We totally should. Everyone should go to thatwasnotokay.com, print out the cards, and we'll send them to Comedy Central.
Yes. I'm a little upset about it. I wanted to hear that last speech. I don't care if I saw the dude or not. I just want to see like the last bit.
And what they said was that the speech had nothing to do with Muhammad. It had to do with fear and intimidation, but they bleeped the whole thing.
Doug says the censor thing was part of the gag.
I don't think it was a gag, dude. look on a southparkstudios.com, the website they run. It was up there. And that's, they even said so. Like, I would have thought, okay, that's what I thought at first, was that they're totally just playing this up. But because I know how these religious extremists are, and because on the site they wrote, like, this is for real. We're not doing, like, a joke or anything. This is for real. This is what happened. And I think they had,
it's crazy,
they
dude.
Were sending them addresses of where producers lived, of where the studio was based in. Like, they were,
they're like, we will fuck you
we
up.
We will fly a fucking plane
because we
into
they
your
made
building.
Fun of your fake fucking prophet.
Don't be pissed because your prophet is a little crybaby Muhammad, like this picture that I'm showing completely uncensored right here. Don't be pissed.
It's just like every other religion. Our dude. Fucking their guy is not real. It's fake.
Our fucking prophet's a carpenter. Woo, cool. You don't see us getting all pissed. I mean, some of us do, but those of us who don't give a fuck.
Victoria says maybe we should send this "it's not okay" cards to Islam to make it even.
Nice. And Doug says, scan that picture, send it to me. I'll put it on a T-shirt. Google image search Muhammad prophet cartoon, and that you'll
and
find
you'll
it.
See it.
It's right there. I'm not going to scan it because I have the image on my computer. So. Which is probably red flag now, and we'll be getting a little letter with some anthrax in
probably.
The mail. At least we'll get some use out of the P.O. box. Nice. Looking for your postcard still. Only got one. Thejamhole.com/P.O.B.O.X.
No, we've gotten two. We got one from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And one from
Burgers, Vegas. Right, right.
Burger's
okay.
Mom.
So we've gotten
or something.
Two. But yeah, thejamhole.com/P.O.B.O.X. We have a P.O. box. You can send us stuff. And what we're asking is that all of our listeners send us a postcard from where they live. So we can have them up on the wall, like, here's one from here and here and here.
So all you fuckers, everyone that's listening right now,
I even have,
send us a fucking postcard from wherever the fuck you live and send it to thejamhole.com/P.O. box. If you go to thejamhole.com/P.O. box, you can print out our address and stick it on the fucking envelope. Done.
Doug says, I can't find a postcard from here. I swear I'm looking for it.
You
well,
lie.
What the fuck?
You lie.
Check this out. This is the postcard that I'm going to send to the Astronomy Cast fellas. What it says is Montana ski lift. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
That's funny because we're fucking redneck and ghetto and we don't have running electricity or water.
So, right.
moving on, I saw a quote today on a church and it said, and I quote,
"Oh, what do you
most
quote?
Books inform... the Bible transforms." You know what it transforms into? From a book, it transforms into a lie. Huh? Pretty good, huh?
The Optimus lie.
The Optimus lime. Jesus.
Oh, God.
That
dude.
Was horrible. Yeah, all right, so Wednesday's episode, we were talking about the homicide that happened locally here.
Ah, yes. Got some homicide. Good old homicide.
Some 187 on that motherfucking ass, biatch.
Yeah, I could do some homicide right about now.
But we got some, there's some interesting things that are coming out here, and it's, well, you'll see where it's kind of tied to a place that we know here. A third suspect who may be connected to last week's drug-related homicide Ooh. Was arrested by the Kalispell police. Cody Allen Naldrit, 27. I used to know the Naldrits. I think Sally, I don't know if they're related, so I'm just saying I know a Sally Naldrit on my Facebook I'm friends with, and then I went to school with a kid named Alan Naldrit, but I don't think he was like my age, he wasn't 27, so I don't know. Pretty crazy though. So yeah, he was taken into custody on charges of criminal possession of dangerous drugs, which is a felony, and criminal possession of drug paraphernalia and criminal contempt, both misdemeanors. And then along with him, Jeffrey Nixon, 19, and Robert Lake, 21, both of Kalispell, also have been arrested as suspects in the beating death of Wesley Collins, 49. His body was discovered April 17th in a remote wooded area by the police. They believe the crime was drug-related. Now, what I didn't know is how the dude died. They just said he was beaten to death.
Yeah.
With a fucking hammer.
Ooh,
it was
dude.
Indeed hammer time. It was. Thank you.
Ow.
Thank you. Yeah, right?
I think, you know what
I think happened? A hammer to the head, the first blow, you're not dead. You're feeling at least the first three.
Victoria says, who beats up old people? Well, she didn't get to hear the last little bit of it before. And what I think went down, see, first the headlines read that it was like marijuana's
medical
fault.
Medical marijuana's
right,
fault.
Right, because
not
he was
just,
a caregiver.
Which is awesome. It wasn't just marijuana's fault. They had to put in like,
medical.
No, this was medical marijuana's fault. Which, if you don't know, medical marijuana is totally different from marijuana. Nah. Totally different.
So they put that in the headlines, and then they corrected themselves, or the Missoulian, which is actually not even our fucking newspaper, corrected themselves. But
and said that it was because of pain pills.
Right. And I guess the kids were ripping him off every day for quite a while.
For two months.
What happened was is the guy's finally like, I've had enough of this shit. They keep stealing my fucking pain pills every time they come over. And finally bucked up and said, yeah, I bet
so?
You. That's probably what happened. He's like, you guys gotta stop fucking taking my shit.
I think he wouldn't notice. If it went on for 2 months, I don't think he noticed. Unless they took it all. Charlie Clown says it's all negative publicity to make the vote pass to ban medical marijuana shops in city limits, which it did. They did. They had a vote, what, like 2 days ago or something? And
something
they
like
banned
that.
It all. No, you can't use any city or state land. And their whole reasoning is because Montana as a state gets federal money.
Yeah.
The only way we continue to get federal money is by, what's it called? When you obey the law. Basically, by obeying federal law. So, just because locally on the state level it's legal, federally it's still not. So, they're using that as an excuse saying, oh, if we make it okay here, then they'll cut our federal money because we're breaking federal law. Even though Obama said that it was cool, he didn't go so far as to renege the law. Whoa, excuse me.
Whoa.
So... that's where, which, like, why, if you're the president and you're like, we're not busting medical marijuana, why wouldn't you just make it a bill and be done with it? Why would you just be vague and be like, we're not busting it, but it's still technically illegal? Like, that seems very two-faced to me.
It is.
And it's fucked up. But, so yeah, it was because of the pain pills, and now it's coming out they found this third kid. Nixon is being held on charges of deliberate homicide, robbery, and tampering with or fabricating physical evidence and theft. And Robert Lake, he's being held on charges of deliberate homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, theft, and tampering with or fabricating physical evidence. Now, the weird thing is, here it says, none of the three have been formally charged by the Flagg County Attorney's Office. They're just being detained. So, these are the charges they're being held on, but they haven't been formally charged with them yet. Which means what? They're waiting to get more evidence, or...
I have no idea,
like,
dude.
Like, the dude fucking hammered the dude to death. He hammered him, thank you. And, yeah. Murder. Done. Like, come on.
Victoria says, wow, his rap sheet sounds like Danny's. I don't have a rap sheet.
Do you
fuck
have a
off.
Rap sheet? This is news.
No.
406-204-4687. You guys can call in live if you want.
I used to hang out with her back when I was fucking, what, like 15, 16? Way back then. So, yeah, we did some shit, but I don't have a rap sheet. I never got caught.
So, the Kalispell Police Chief, Roger Nassett, and this is the guy that was like, this is a medical marijuana problem, or whatever. He's a big D-bag.
Yeah.
He said Naldrett was arrested for possessing items taken from the victim's residence after the murder. So, this dude got caught having some of the shit that was stolen from the dead guy's place. Nice job.
Wow.
Sir.
Dude.
He said police are still investigating the level
of
Naldrett's...
Stole it as you were... killing him.
You should have fucking stole it and left the state.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Gone. Mexico.
Mexico essay. Kalispell police said, yeah, that he was arrested for taking some shit. NASA said law officers believe the murder occurred the night of April 12th. Quote, with subsequent interviews, we are even more sure now that this is directly related to medical marijuana, NASA said.
That's
really?
Bullshit.
Really? It had nothing to do with the pills. It was because of the weed. Because, you know, the pills are not addictive and the weed is fucking... Have you ever had weed withdrawals? Holy shit, dude. I never... I have to smoke weed every day. Otherwise, I'll get badass weed withdrawals. I'll go find a medical marijuana place and I'll rob it. That's just how it is. But, you know, pain pills, I can do those all day and be fine. Right? Oh, no, wait, it's the other way around. Oh,
right.
Okay. Quote, we have direct statements from suspects saying medical marijuana was the focus. Now, if you're a suspect, are you going to say, we went in to steal medical marijuana, which is kind of legal? Or are you going to say, no, we were stealing his pain pills, which is completely illegal? You're going to say, you're going to blame the weed, right? Right. So that's where this came
no,
from.
No, I didn't want his Oxycontin.
No, even though we've been stealing them from him for the last 2 months, that's not right. what this is about. We killed him because of the weed, not because of the pills, of course. And that's fucked up. Like, these kids, thanks for helping out the cause, you fucking assholes. Like, you're doing no good here. I mean, I guess you killed somebody, so maybe doing good isn't in your genes or whatever. So during the several days between the homicide and when Colin's body was found, his apartment was burglarized, the full gamut from drugs to tools. So after the dude's long dead, like a few days, people are like in and out. I bet those kids were like, hey, free for all, come
yeah, pretty
steal
much.
Some shit. NASA said police have been hearing multiple stories about the killing and the events surrounding it, and they're trying to get a picture of what really happened. NASA said it is, quote, very possible that other suspects involved outside of the homicide may be arrested. Naldret was not the man who was questioned by police then released Sunday, just so you know. Although Robert Cates, a medical marijuana provider for Collins, told the Interlake on Monday that the crimes were related to prescription drugs and not medical marijuana, which I believe that, honestly.
I believe that.
I mean, the guy's a caregiver. I know what these drugs do, and I know these kinds of kids.
Right.
And
it could
they
have also been really, I mean, it could have started out with the prescription things.
Well,
and
think
then,
of it
and
this way.
Probably, you know, take the weed as a bonus. It's, you know, it's,
okay,
it's
but
both.
If you're stealing, you're probably going to need money. So think of it this way. You steal 580 milligram pills.
Right.
That's 5 times 80. That's $400.
Right.
You steal an ounce of weed. That's like $200.
Yeah.
So what are you going to steal? It's the fucking
pills. I'm
going to
steal the pills
What's
that I can
gonna,
fit in my
I'm
pocket.
I'm
going to
steal
you
everything.
You can't even notice them. Right,
I mean,
right.
I'll steal everything, but you know.
Fuck it. Take it all.
Fucking A. That's what they did, man. Yeah, he said Cates has no knowledge of what happened in this crime to make the assertion that this isn't related to medical marijuana. He has no knowledge, even though, you know, he was the guy's fucking caregiver. Good, NASA, you fucking idiot. The crime has stirred up a defensive reaction from medical marijuana advocates who don't believe that marijuana is involved. No shit. NASA maintained that the precise motives for the robbery and murder are still under investigation, but stressed that the focus should be on the life loss, not the medical marijuana issue. Really? Even though you're the one that said it was because of medical marijuana. But hey, let's focus on the life loss, not the fact that they killed him because of pot. No, let's focus on the dead guy, not pot!
Right.
What a fucking hypocritical idiot. Now, here's my favorite part.
Ooh, okay.
NASA said Lake and Nixon are believed to be associated with a gang that revolves around the rap metal duo called...
ICP!
Insane Clown Posse. Naldret runs with the same crowd, according to Nassett, who said he is unsure whether Naldret is a follower of the group in the same fashion as Lake and Nixon. Now, what they took out of the story, guess where all of these kids hang out at?
Where?
Club Dungeon, also known as the Dragon's Den.
Oh, wow.
So guess who may or may not have been involved with stealing some of this guy's stuff? Allegedly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Very interesting, actually.
What are you going to do? Quit stealing shit.
There's no gangs in Kalispell, Montana. Stop
ICP.
It.
ICP. We're juggalos up in her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cause
the next kid I see that's a juggalo, I'm going to break his fucking face. That's it. My first fight
so
ever
hard.
Is going to be against a juggalo. Maybe I'll put a hatchet in his head. Wouldn't that be an ironic way to go?
Ooh.
A juggalo getting hit in the face with a hatchet?
That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe we'll go chicken hunting.
Hatchets go chop.
Chop. So, Pretty interesting. We don't really have homicides here that much. And
no, we don't.
Just because of this one's like, wow, fucking ICP and the Dragon's Den and medical weed is all like fucking just, I'm like, wow,
intertwined,
man.
Yeah.
Way to fuck it completely up for all of us. I mean,
Juggalos shouldn't be out killing people since fucking ICP just came out that they're undercover Christians.
Is that true? Did you guys listen?
Check this out. If you purchase, which one is it? Shangri-La.
Right.
In the little booklets that come with them, they give thanks to God and say that they are
everybody.
Christians. No, they admit that they are Christians. Everything that they've worked for is for God.
Really?
I'm dead serious,
are
dude.
Is this like a deep undercover Skull Church thing? Does ICP work for Skull Church?
I'm pretty positive.
Oh my God!
It's something. It's like that. Like they.
That just blew my mind.
I think that maybe they might not have started out that way, but they converted like in the middle, and now they're like, "Oh, we were Christians all along. Ha ha, we fooled you." Like they're trying to like repent.
I'm surprised
because now they have kids and stuff, and they're like, "We want you to grow up and be good."
Charlie Clown says Skull Church is Scientology. It might as fucking well be. It wouldn't surprise me actually. So, I don't know, man. Pretty fucking crazy, though. Not making a good name for the place.
So, you know, it's I don't know.
Do you think that's true?
Are ICP
Christians?
I think it's true, dude.
All the shit they talk about killing and fucking.
Well, if you listen to some of it, I mean, they.
Let's
most
just
of
take,
it,
for example.
After, like, they go after, like, racist rednecks. They go after child molesters. They do, you know,
okay,
gang
so
bangers
check
and
this
shit.
Out.
Like,
racist rednecks.
Okay.
Generally religious people.
Right.
Child molesters. Catholics. Okay. Next.
Well, they're in their songs, they're going after all the people that are doing bad.
Mm.
They're doing harm and shit.
But do two wrongs make a right?
I don't know.
Not usually. I don't know.
But you know what I mean?
The
like,
whole
it
thing's
seems
fucking
like, yeah,
retarded.
They've been undercover Christians. They're like trying to.
That's very amusing to me for some reason. Just after listening to like all the Joker cards and shit. Like I was into that when I was younger. Like, you know, 20 fucking
Fat,
years
sweaty
ago.
Fat Betty.
Fuck, dude. Like,
yeah. Fucking bugs
and
on my
talking
nuts.
About fucking and the suicide hotline. Bring me the gun and I'll fucking do it for you. Really?
Met this girl, went up in it, dropped her off, went to the clinic.
Yep.
Yeah. I used to love their shit, dude, back in the day, when I was
young and naive.
Some of their shit's still cool to listen to, just I don't know about some of that.
The Christian
shit. Yeah.
Have you guys seen my friend Crybaby Muhammad? Dun dun dun. I really want death threats from the Islamic Nation because you're all a bunch of crybaby faggots.
Yes, please.
So, moving on. Earth Day was the other day. Do you know what we did for our planet Earth on Earth Day?
No.
We dropped about 7,400 barrels of crude oil a day into the depths of the Gulf of Mexico.
In the Gulf?
Happy Earth Day, planet Earth. We love you. Here's some oil. Fucking A, right?
That's my favorite place to fish.
Well,
stop it.
No more. So, apparently, in Tuesday night, an explosion aboard a semi-submersible transocean Deepwater Horizon rig caused it to capsize and sink Thursday morning.
Oh, fuck.
So there was an explosion on this semi-submersible water or oil rig.
Okay.
Blew up, and then it slowly started to capsize and sink. After listing for most of Wednesday, the $600 million platform, 41 miles off the coast of Louisiana, sank in 5,000 feet of water. Thursday, 17 people were injured, and 11 are still missing from the explosion. The rest of the crew of 126 filed into lifeboats or jumped nearly 100 feet from the platform before being pulled from the water by Coast Guard. Would you be able to jump 100 feet? That's fucking high when you're in the water. When you're
no,
just up
I don't
on this.
Think I could jump 100
if
feet.
If fire was coming, would you just like hope that you got saved or would you jump?
I don't know. If fire was coming, I'd probably have to jump.
I'd wait until, like, the last second, and when I couldn't handle it, when I couldn't take the heat, I'd get the fuck out of the kitchen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's pretty wicked.
100 feet,
that
you're gonna break some bones.
It's not into the water?
If you don't land right.
Like this.
Bend your toes.
Hand on my nuts, other hand up my butthole, so water doesn't go shooting out my mouth. Fuck that, dude.
Dude.
Victoria,
I could just see that.
Just dropping it. Your nuts just like Dude, God. That would hurt my nuts. Victoria said, where'd it go? It was a hit. No, it was drugs. No, it was a robbery. It was all of the above. It was fucking PETA.
It was fucking PETA.
So happy Earth Day, Mother Earth.
People eating tasty animals.
We're just trying to, yeah, I like that sticker. We're just trying to put some of the oil that we took back into the ground. And, I mean, back into the earth somehow. Was that not the right way to do it?
Nah, no.
Because, you know, in that documentary, Dirt, the movie, they said when you take something from the earth, you got to put something back. So we took a bunch of oil, then we put back a bunch of metal, some fire, all the elements.
Oh, my God, dude.
That sucks, dude. That really fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does. I'm just glad it's up by the panhandle so I can still go fish in my spot down in the jetties and be cool.
Yeah. As the intense fire burned, the spewing oil off on... What? Oh, as the intense... commas? As the intense fire burned the spewing oil off on Wednesday, early indications were that the rig fire did not present significant danger to the coastal ecosystem. But with the rig now sunk and the fire out, concerns are growing that the situation could mirror a deep water spill caused by a fire on the West Atlas rig off Australia last year, which environmentalists likened to a disaster movie. So, the Coast Guard officials are estimating up to 13,000 gallons of crude an hour was coming out of the exploratory hole 41 miles offshore. That's so much.
Yeah.
Like, to just be in the water now.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. They said that, an early suggestion that damage would be minimal because the fire was consuming most of the fuel, does have the potential to change, BP officials said. BP spokesman told reporters that contractors using remote-controlled submarines are on the scene attempting to plug the well pipe via something they called a hot stabbing operation.
A hot stabbing operation. So,
pretty wicked, man. On Thursday, lawyers filed a federal negligence suit on behalf of the 11 missing crew members against BP and Transocean. Transocean, an exploratory company based in Geneva, is leasing the rig to BP for how much do you think a day Transocean gives this thing to BP? Here's the oil rig. We built it. It's yours. You pay us how much a day?
No idea.
$500,000 a day.
Half a mil.
A day.
Wow, dude.
A million every 2 days. Now, if you're willing to pay that much for something, the markup on this shit must be astronomical.
Yeah.
To make back $1 million every 2 days, you guys are fucking raping us hard.
A smidge.
Oh, look, guys, but gas isn't $5 a gallon now. It should have never been. It should have never been $4 or $3 or $2 a gallon. It should be back down at $1 like it was when I fucking was in
and
fifth grade.
My cigarettes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that. The explosion, fire, and leak have put new focus on the Obama administration's decision to open up more deep water zones in the Gulf for oil exploration. And one of the senators of Louisiana called for a swift and thorough investigation, of course. So, pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah, pretty shitty. Happy Earth Day!
Happy Earth Day! Woo! Yay! You're welcome. So, that sucks, dude.
That does. That sucks, monkey nuts, dude.
Oh, moving on here. This is kind of awesome. So, story starts out a little something like this.
It was a dark and stormy night.
She mowed down a helpless elderly woman while driving a van high on drugs.
Ooh, what kind of drugs?
But a twisted Long Island teen still claimed to see a bright side to the horrific crash. Well, at least that elderly lady's dead.
Sweet.
Every cloud, right? Silver linings. quote, the thing that made me not feel so bad was, what do you think?
She was like 80-something?
She was old. I was totally making that up, but absolutely, because she was old.
Nice.
Kayla Gertes, who's 18, told
the
investigators.
She lived a good life.
69 years old was the woman's age that got killed. A retired doctor.
Well,
she was out
that old.
Trimming her lawn. Here comes a van driven by...
Oh my God, it's like those fucking
Kayla
lawn
Gertes
kids like you used to do.
Lawn jobs. Someone, we never ran into a house doing lawn jobs, okay? Allegedly doing lawn jobs, okay? Never once. You plowed through the lady, her garden, and the front living room. Jesus, dude.
Oh, God.
There's a pretty awesome picture of the van, like, face first into this fucking
really?
Nice brick house. Like, a beautiful house, it looked like.
I kind of want to see this real
fast.
Yeah,
check it out. I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com, or check this shit out. Look what I can do now. There's the link in the chat for our live listeners. If you want to see the picture of what I'm talking about, check it out. So, yeah, this 18-year-old Kayla Gertie's, man, just mowing the lawn, if you know what I mean. Yeah, come on. Gertie's of Freeport claimed once to be a model, and she was so self-absorbed in the hours after the wreck that she told cops interviewing her she wants, quote, to see a newspaper of the news to see what I look like.
Wow.
Narcissist much? I want to see what the little old lady that you ran the fuck over in this big giant van look like.
After the wreck.
Fuck. I mean, you hit the lady and then hit a brick fucking wall.
Plowed like, yeah. through her.
If it would have been wintertime, that would have been a good pun. Plowed. I like mowed through.
Mowed.
Because it's a long ride.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Just moments after the crash on the tree-lined Hempstead block, the teen showed more concern about being late for a court date than she did for the woman whose broken body was crumpled on the ground. Gertie's, who cops said was high on blank.
Meth.
The power for painkiller OxyContin.
Oh, damn.
Oxys!
Cool.
Don't drive if you can't handle your dope, okay?
Right?
Fuck. She stepped from the wrecked vehicle and demanded that a passerby help her get to the courthouse. She kills a lady, runs through her house, and then is like, hey, I'm late for my... I'm late for my court... I'm late for my court day. Oh, I'm high.
Victoria says, kill the old, save our economy.
Yeah, that's cool, but can you kill them without wrecking their homes? Because
right?
I would have liked to have lived there, but
maybe.
Not anymore. Fuck.
Fuck.
Quote, I'm late for court. You have to take me to court, she exclaimed, according to a criminal complaint.
Well, you're going to jail anyway, so.
She was due to appear for allegedly, what do you think she did? Well, excuse me, why is she going to court? What do junkies that are hooked on pain pills end up doing?
Get caught with drugs?
Stealing. She went to court for stealing her mom's jewelry,
mom's jewelry?
Even though she was driving in the opposite direction of the courthouse. You liar!
Oh, God, you skanky
whore. Are you that high?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I don't remember what it's like to get that high.
Is there a picture of her?
Yeah, kind of. If you scroll down a little bit, there's a video there. And you can kind of see a picture of her. So, her passenger and boss, Brian Steele Jr., who appeared to be oblivious to the carnage, bellowed at her that she wrecked his car 2 weeks ago and lamented that, quote, he has to pay for this now. He has not been charged. You could have done something, maybe? I mean, if you look over and the driver is like, fucking nod the fuck out. Being naughty, if you will. Yeah. Do something. He should be charged for sitting there and being a dipshit. You're just like, okay, brace yourself for impact. Here's an old lady. And a brick wall. Gertie's changed her tune as she was hauled off to her arraignment yesterday, uncontrollably wailing to the cameras about the slain gardening enthusiast and mother of two. She changed her tune a little, huh?
A little bit.
I need to go to court. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
I wonder
if
she
realized.
High.
She's crying now because she's off drugs.
Probably.
Oh,
I wonder
I'm so
if she
sorry.
Even noticed that she hit a lady. Before
no, I
she
have
was screaming
no
that
idea.
She needed to go to court.
Probably not. Amham says, Keith and the Girl talked about this story yesterday. I honestly haven't listened to like the last three Keith and the Girl episodes, so sorry. I have no idea. Do we do it better or did they do it better? Your call. So during her outburst yesterday, she also admitted to popping pills. Quote, "I was on prescription drugs. Leave me alone," she said, sobbing. "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry."
We don't need dumb people like this in our society. Please just put her away and never let her out.
"I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't know that I couldn't hit a little old lady.
I'm a model.
I need more pills.
I'm so pretty. Can I see the newspaper that I was like in? Because I need to see if I look
good.
Because
I need more pills.
I need pills. And if I take this copy of the newspaper with my awesome face on it to my drug dealer, he'll let me blow him for like five pills. So high for the next few days. And then I can mow over more old ladies."
To Cobra 666 says she's too pretty to go to jail.
Whatever, dude.
I only see a picture of her crying here just in the video in bed, but pretty crazy. The lawyer said her statements to police about Wright didn't paint the whole picture of how upset his client was after the wreck, which left a gaping hole in the victim's home. Quote, "She started crying. Oh my God, is she a mother?"
What?
She's being held in lieu of $200,000 bond on man's laughter charges. The van she was driving belongs to a roofing company she worked for. More like a roofie company. Okay. See, did they make that joke?
If she's a model up and stupid, I could not see her getting up on a roof and shingling some shit. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Or tarring a roof. Yeah. You didn't do that. You were like a call girl, secretary type bitch.
You'll do some crazy shit when you need money for pills, though. I'd do some roofing, I guess.
I've done roofing. That's hard work, dude.
She didn't do any roofing. She stood up there and looked all pretty, and all the guys were like, "No, let me get that for you. Can I see your pussy? Okay, let me get that
for
you now."
No, she was probably a receptionist for the company. It's what it was.
Yeah, that could be. I could see that. Definitely.
Okay, so like, guys, you got a job over here, and they just want it reshingled. Don't worry about breaking your tar. You know, that
just
type of
shingles.
Shit. Yeah.
Moving on. Have you guys met Crybaby Muhammad?
Yes, we have.
Now comes
Thank
with
you.
Action lollipop motion and real tears.
I'm totally done with that. Thanks.
Real? Have I introduced you to Bombcap Muhammad?
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Comes with a short fuse. Moving on. You guys know what a Tim Hortons is?
No.
It's a restaurant. Tim Hortons restaurant. Anyone? Does anyone know what a Tim Hortons is?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, it's a restaurant that has a drive-thru. Neither here nor there. A 73-year-old man whose head was crushed in an accident at a Southwest Ontario Tim Hortons drive-thru has died.
What happened?
Your head was crushed at a drive-thru. George Weston went through the drive-thru Tuesday around 1 p.m. in Wallaceburg, a community of about 11,000 people between Sarnia and Chatham. Weston, who was from nearby Tupperwareville, dropped something in the drive-thru lane. Oh, witnesses said he then tried to pick it up by reversing his vehicle, opening the driver's side door, and leaning to the ground. But as he reached out of the truck, the vehicle reversed, pinning his head and neck between the door and a yellow post near the drive-thru. You know what this reminds me of? That fucking Tommy boy. When he opens the door and he's like backing up and it hits the post.
Yes, it goes backwards.
Yes.
He like puts it back on. Oh, what did you do?
But his fucking your head? Oh my God. Oh, that sucks, dude. Where to Hose says his brains oozed out his ears. Probably.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the sound of that? Just all. My pacemaker. Darwin Award winner, Doug says. Absolutely. Or nominee at the very least. That's horrible. Victoria says it was suicide or an Islam mind control. I know it. It is.
It is.
It's all because of Muhammad. Short fuse action, Muhammad.
Oh, God.
So other drivers behind Weston jumped out of their cars and turned off the man's vehicle, but they were unable to free him. Police said Weston's truck could not be pushed forward because it was lodged by the edge of the drive-thru window on the other side of the door. They said fire and rescue crews had to use special equipment to extricate the man. Weston was revived and taken to a hospital, then flown to London, where he died Thursday. if I am,
he didn't die instantly?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm fucked up like that and you try to revive me, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Do not resuscitate.
DNR, son. Do not ever resuscitate.
And
of course, a spokesman for Tim Hortons says, "Our hearts and prayers go out to Mr. Weston's family, and you all have free meal vouchers for the next day."
Day.
Several staff and customers at the coffee shop witnessed the accident. Fuck, I wish I would have been there to see that.
Right?
$1 million. If I was rich, I would easily pay $1 million to see something like that in person. I'm never at the right place, right time.
See somebody get plowed over by a car or...
And honestly, like, the dude was old, so as soon as his head hit the pole, it probably just went poof.
Victoria says, "If I'm dying, leave me alone. I can't see the light with your fat head in the way."
That's pretty funny.
That is great.
Right on. The quote, "The staff at the store pretty shaken up." Yeah. "And we have grief counselors speaking to them." I'd be milking that shit for all it's fucking worth. I'm going to need time off, and I'm going to need some other stuff. I'm going to need...
I've got some depression going on now. I need some serious drugs.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some a medical marijuana card now.
Right.
So
I don't want that, but I'll just take the prescription drugs.
Pretty crazy shit going on.
Back up with your head. Ugh. Are you serious?
I wonder what he dropped. Like, what was so important, you know? Like,
iPhone, please. That would be so great.
Died over his iPhone. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I could so see that.
All right, well, moving on here. Lots of great stuff happened in the last couple of days. This is pretty awesome. There was a guy that went into a supermarket a while ago in Edinburgh, in London, or not London, but in Great Britain, or maybe not so Great Britain. Okay. He weighed his dick and nuts, a.k.a. his genitalia. His
cock and balls.
On fruit and vegetable scales in a supermarket. Like, hey. Do you have 10-pound balls? Well, I don't know. Let's find out.
Here's a scale.
I couldn't even reach those. Those scales are, like, up here, dude.
I'd have to
jump up and, like, dunk my nuts and dick in it.
No,
like, slam dunk.
Some of them are lower, like at
really?
Rosars.
Like, nuts level, though?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's at Super One. There's, you know, they have, like, candy and stuff. You can, like, weigh out candy or whatever.
That one's short. You know what they also have?
What?
Nuts. They have walnuts and peanuts. He's like, what about, can I weigh these nuts? About 550 a pound, biatch.
Does it say how much they weighed?
No, but I would be curious to see. So, yeah, a man has walked free from court after being accused of weighing his genitalia on fruit and vegetable scales in the supermarket. Scott Mid's staff said they were, quote, too shocked to speak after apparently seeing James Jones, 33, and another man exposing themselves in the store.
That's awesome.
You're 33 years old, dude. When I turn 30, no more putting my dick and nuts in things that my dick and nuts don't belong in. I got another year. Well, I got like 4 months.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, like
you're
it's
almost
fun.
30.
I like putting my dick and nuts and stuff, but not
old fart.
Maybe not so much in public. Like that, you know what? That took some balls. That's right.
Yes, it definitely took some balls.
They claimed Mr. Jones told them, quote, "We were just trying to weigh our dicks."
That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. Hey, bro. We're just trying to weigh our dicks. It's cool. Is that not cool?
Oh.
Holy shit.
Charlie Clown says, "Why can't hot chicks do that with their tits?"
Because hot chicks don't sit around going, "I bet my tits weigh more than yours." But guys are like,
"Actually, you know
why? I bet
why?
My dick's bigger than yours." Oh yeah, let's weigh them. All right, you're on.
Dude, you know why? You know why chicks because, don't weigh their boobs?
Because women mature quicker than men do.
That too. But what, at 33, why? You're not mature? Come on. Anyway, no, it's because chicks that actually have big boobs usually go and get those yearly like mammograms, and they weigh them for you.
No shit. What do your boobs weigh?
I don't know anymore. I weighed them last time like 4 years ago, and that was a long time ago.
Huh. Are they vegetable scales?
No, they're like, I don't know. Dude, they don't look like vegetable scales, but they weigh your tits. And yeah, so we have no reason to weigh our tits in public.
I guess. That's pretty awesome, though, either way you look at it. And he got off, which is even more awesome.
I know. I was just trying to weigh my dick.
Check it. The father of three said he was drunk because he had just been paid, but denied the prank had taken place. That wasn't my dick.
Dude.
We're going to need to take some DNA and a dick print.
Nah.
Each dick is different. It's like fingerprints on your dick.
No? Oh, my God, dude.
Following a four-hour trial, 4 hours of talking about this dude and his friend, this 33-year-old brohound and his fucking just as old friend, I'm sure, talking about how they had to weigh their dicks. Your
awesome.
Honor, the defense rests. These guys are fucking retarded.
They're just having fun.
They were drunk. I just got paid, nigga. It's time to get drunk, get crunk, and then I'ma weigh my nuts. Get drunk, get crunk, and then I'ma weigh my nuts. There, I just wrote another chorus. Woo. See how I do that?
I did.
It's
I
magic.
Stopped hitting it's your auto, keyboard.
Auto magic.
Okay.
Is what they call me.
Stop hitting your keyboard.
It's has magic. Has magicus.
I'm going to hurt you.
Sheriff Neil McKinnon said he was, quote, unable to conclude that the precise act did take place because only one eyewitness reported it, or because only the one-eyed witness reported it. I got them all day, all day long. That's awesome. What about the cameras? Grocery stores not have cameras these days?
Not a whole lot.
What year is this?
Yeah, I don't know. No, not a lot of stores have cameras in them, dude.
I don't know.
They
have
the little balls to,
sorry.
Like, the balls in the ceiling to make it look like they have cameras.
Footage from a CCTV camera in the Morden Park Road Shop was shown in court. Mr. Jones was seen... I want this footage. He was seen standing on a kickstool at a set of weighing scales. He had his back turned to the camera throughout the footage, leaving the sheriff without any corroborating evidence.
Awesome.
That's how you do it. And yeah, he couldn't reach. He was on a little step stool.
Nice.
To get his little
That's
dick
so
and
cool.
nuts in the basket.
I wonder if he went to like an employee and was like, hey, do you have a step stool? I need it for
Or, you
something.
Know, like, when you're at a gas station and when you're done, they're like, do you want a sack? No, dude,
yes.
Just weighed mine, but thanks. You know, the other day I was at a gas station and the girl asked me if I wanted a sack. And I was like, no, I'm cool. And she's like, oh, okay, because I was going to say, if you did, go next door. I'm like, they sell weed next door. That's good. I might just do that now. So, speaking after the trial, he said, quote, I don't even know if I'll ever go back in that shop. They will probably bar me from it anyway. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted being drunk at 5 p.m. in the Scott Mid store on September 10th. This happened a while ago. I guess court takes
What's
a while.
What's wrong with being drunk at 5 p.m.?
Because you got off work at 5:15. No, I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? Shop assistant Melanie Guglielmino, 31,
got him the step stool.
Googly,
because she wanted to see his nuts.
Said, "Quote: I was pushing my trolley, from the warehouse into the aisle, and I saw two guys at the scales at the fruit and veg section. One of them said, 'We're just weighing our private parts,' but he used a different word.
Of course,
we're just weighing our penises."
We're weighing our junk.
We're weighing our genitals.
I want to know how much I need to pay for these nuts. It's a lot of nuts.
350.
You don't know.
Quote, I saw him putting it. Oh, wow. I saw him putting it back in his trousers and closing his flies. Thank you.
God.
I was too shocked to speak to any of them. I was really shocked that they said they wanted to weigh their private parts.
That is awesome.
Their Howard Stern private parts. Quote, I was quite embarrassed, and I'm still embarrassed to say anything about it. I thought he was actually a nice customer before this, because I had seen him before and thought he was a friendly guy. I almost dated that guy. I gave him my phone number. Hey, you know what?
Hey.
Don't call me now, weirdo.
Why? You've seen his dick. Is it? Maybe
that's
why.
That's why. But being grilled by Mr. Jones got a good attorney, is what.
Yeah.
By being grilled by his defense agent, she admitted there was a possibility she was mistaken. That guy is so good. He made her second guess what she really saw that day.
I don't know. Maybe I
didn't see his dick
involved. Maybe he was just, I don't know what he was doing. How could you mistake that for anything else?
He turned to you and said, it's cool, babe. We're just weighing our nuts. Our dicks. Excuse me. We're just weighing our
no
dicks.
No big deal.
And
go
now
about
you're
your
like,
business.
His attorney's so good. You're like, maybe he said his name was Dick and he was waiting. I don't know. Fuck it. He can go. she said, okay, so the guy's grilling her, right? He says, hey, you didn't actually see a penis, though, did you? It may have been his hand. You don't know. He put something back in his trousers. It looked really not nice. I might be mistaken, but I really don't think so. And
wow.
The manager, who's 45... Excuse me. She showed the CCTV footage to the cops. She said Mr. Jones and another man were having a carry-on in the fruit and veg aisle. I watched it closely and saw two men mucking about in the aisle. Quote, they got a stool and took it over to the scales, and they looked like they had their penises out on the scales. They were giggling like little schoolgirls. They were laughing and having a pure carry-on. You're just taking the piss. And, you know, they're lucky that they were having this carry-on at the grocery store, because if they would have tried to take this carry-on on an airplane, they would have been charged for it.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of money. How much for that carry-on? Too much. That was horrible. That was a long way to go to get there.
Yeah, it was, dude. You should...
Sounded funnier in here. So,
keep it
yeah,
in
the lawyer's
there.
Like, nothing is showing anything. Nothing. You have no proof. No corroborating evidence. The guy told the cops during the interview, they asked the guy, Mr. Jones, did you tell a member of staff I'm just seeing how much my dick weighs? He told the cops, I stood on the stool pissing about a bit, but I can't remember what I was doing. I never got it out. I have been framed.
Oh, that's awesome.
The perfect defense. And yeah, they let him go. Fucking right on, man.
That's awesome,
that's
dude.
That's totally fucking wicked awesome that he got, him and his friend got drunk, went to a grocery store, weighed their dicks,
let's
got
go
arrested
do that.
For it, and
dude,
then got let off. That's
let's,
so brilliant.
After this show, let's go over to Rosar's and let's see how much your cock and balls weigh. Just for fun. And that way, we'll do this whole defense thing. It'll be great.
Well, if we do that, we have to make sure we know where the cameras are. And we have to make sure our backs are facing them.
Okay, that's fine.
If
Let's
they
do
have
it.
No proof.
Let's do it.
We also have to make sure only one person sees us.
It'll be me.
You just like have my back like this. How much do those nuts weigh?
Right. Let's do
Fuck
it,
yeah.
Dude. Let's go do that.
All right, well, moving on. I got one more story. Actually, I just want to mention real quick more Catholic church abuse problems.
Okay.
One of their bishops resigned because he's been accused of violence against children, and there are now investigations into financial irregularities.
Ah, you're buying little Asian hookers, huh?
You
or
were
like
probably
kids.
Sending lots of money that should have went, you know, into the church to a offshore bank account of some sort.
Probably.
But abusing children, once again, this one didn't say sexual, though. This one's all about just violence. So he was just like whooping the shit out of them or something.
Well,
but
maybe
yeah,
that's okay.
He resigned. Here's a quote from him real quick. Today I ask again for forgiveness from all those whom I may have treated unjustly. and all those I have cause to grieve. That was in his letter to the Pope.
So he admits it. He's
I
like,
take these steps with unshakable trust in God's mercy and hope, confidently that our Father in heaven guides the church in Augsburg into a good future. I thank my brothers in priestly service and all of the believers for their loyalty and their solidarity, and I wish them all Muhammad's blessing. No, I'm just kidding. He wished them God's blessing. Have you guys seen this picture of Muhammad?
Yes, I have. Thank you. Jesus fucking H. Christ. Anyway.
So, I just wanted to mention that. I will put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com if you guys are interested in reading it. Last story for tonight.
What do you got for me? Drum roll, please.
A Key West woman is suing the manufacturer and the retailer of a safe that killed her husband when it fell on him when he was moving a jewelry store to a new location.
You can't sue the...
Hold on. Was
it
the
manu- fell.
Did it say Acme on it?
Right?
Because that's out of a motherfucking cartoon, dude! You died from having a safe dropped on your head! Woo! That is the oldest... That was in Who Framed Roger Motherfucking Rabbit, dude. The old safe on the head trick. Piano safes. I'll tell you something. It's not safe.
You know, that reminds me of Zombieland, where he's like, no, zombie kill of the week goes to Miss So-and-so, and like she's just walking, and the zombies come on after, and she like pulls this lever and then shuts the door, and a fucking piano falls on the zombie. That... was cool.
That's so fucking awesome. They should call this thing an unsafe because it's
but
unsafe.
You can't sue him for
that. Was my last.
you were in the middle of moving and it fell. That's your own problem.
Was the guy who made the safe helping you move it? Like, did he drop it? Was he like, oh shit? Oh,
how's your head?
What do you think that looks like? A safe. Like, I wonder how big it is.
Big enough to kill
10,000 pound. Refrigerator size, straight out of the cartoon. Safe, dude. Or excuse
me. Holy shit, dude.
Unsafe.
Yeah, totally unsafe.
That's so fucking awesome, dude. Oh my god.
Oh man.
I should have started with this story. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was this great. So yeah, Francine Gelman, widow of jewelry station owner Andy Gelman, claims that Mutual Safe Company and Harwood's Miami Safe Company failed to warn her husband of the life-threatening risks involved in moving the 10,000-pound refrigerator-sized safe, according to the lawsuit.
You didn't know. You had to take precautions.
You didn't tell me that this could kill him somehow, even though it weighs fucking 5 tons, and it's the size of your re-fucking refrigerator.
No shit.
You guys didn't tell me. No fair. Backsies. No backsies. You didn't tell me. I'm suing.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Safe!
Safe! Fuck, dude. I'm not even giving that a ding.
Okay. It doesn't deserve one. At least I didn't have to run all the way around the corner for mine.
How can you sue the... That's like...
You're an idiot and like didn't move it right. That's your problem.
That's so many stupid things right now I want to compare that to.
Maybe if like you had it open and you were trying to get something out of it and it slammed on your head because the door hinge was fucked.
One.
I don't know.
I got one.
What?
That's like me doing a bunch of heroin and overdosing and then you suing the guy that picked the opium in Afghanistan for not saying, hey, by the way, this shit's dangerous.
This shit could kill you, nigga!
Sue the guy that sold it to me, okay? If I OD, you sue that motherfucker. Oh my god. Nanny society. Fucking warning label everything, please. This is why. They're gonna get sued, they're gonna lose a bunch of money, and now you know what? On big giant safes, you're gonna see a little warning label that says,
this
caution!
Kill you.
This shit is fucking heavy, idiot. I guarantee it now. You're going to start seeing that. Warning label.
It's going to say,
everything.
Use your legs to lift, not your back.
And by the way, don't put the TV in the bathtub, plug it in and try to watch it, and then get in. Okay?
Right.
Don't do that.
That's a negative.
Because that's another thing that could kill you. You fucking idiot. Andy Gelman bought the safe from Harwoods way back in 04, but the retailer manufacturer specifically failed to warn him of the dangers of moving the safe using a pallet jack and with the safe door open. A pallet. He was moving it with a pallet jack, and it just fucking, the door swung open and just brought it down.
Nice.
Brought down the fury.
Maybe move.
I could see God, like, in heaven about to pull this off, this fucking Rube Goldberg death. And, like, right before he does it, he says, "Let's make it rain." Boom!
Oh,
that'd be so awesome. God, I wish God was
real.
At least
he probably died pretty quick.
Maybe. I don't know. Do you think he suffocated, like, slowly? It just slowly crushed? Or 5 tons, that's enough to, like, completely crush
you,
right?
Yeah.
That's flat pancake style.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, probably pretty instantly. So, it's a 9-page lawsuit. The lack of safety warnings rendered it defective and unsafe. There it is. For its intended use. I bet the guy that wrote this got a pretty good chuckle out of that.
Victoria says, you know, in other countries, they are not near as many warning labels. And what does that say for Americans?
But
are we that
You know
dense?
What? In other countries, this is God.
This is God.
So, and if you, by this, I mean a crybaby picture of Muhammad saying, "Stop it, you hurt my feelings." Wah.
Wait.
Okay.
But that is true. Like, there's less warning labels in the rest of the country.
No,
and shit.
Well,
there's not nearly as many.
Look in Great Britain on their cigarette packs. They have big old fat, like, pretty much the whole front and then the box top that are like, "These will kill you." Big old fucking print. Like, for serious.
Now, see, why is that?
Why
are cigarettes legal and pots not, then? I don't get that.
Because people are idiots, that's why. Because we like to keep the black man down, and at the time, that was the most efficient way to do that.
Oh.
I'm totally kidding. That's not why.
I don't know.
That might be why. That might be part of why. An underlying reason, if you will. So, you better not win this fucking lawsuit, though. That's all I got to say. If this sets a precedent, every fucking idiot that owns a big safe is going to go push it on someone and then fucking sue. So, Francine Gelman and attorneys representing her and the safe companies did not return calls, of course. Court records indicate they also have not responded to the lawsuit. They're not even going to say anything. Like, yeah, are you for real? Is this serious? Or is this Ashton Kutcher writing me
Kutcher?
To prank, to punk
Kutcher?
Me?
Kutcher?
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 Kutcher.
Okay.
Kutcher.
Thank you for that little word. Back and forth.
No problem.
Miami-based attorney Thomas Scalero demands a jury trial and more than $15,000 in damages. That's almost $1,000 for every pound. Or no, that's like a dollar. Never mind. I don't know what I was
oh
thinking.
Oh my God, dude.
10,000 pounds, $15,000. Do the math.
Get it out, man.
In damages under Florida's Wrongful Death Act to cover medical and funeral expenses, mental pain and suffering, and loss of household income. The suit states they did not have life insurance. That sucks.
Oh, dude.
That's a fucking bummer, dude.
That blows.
I wonder what was in the safe. I mean, I guess it's a jewelry store, so probably jewelry.
Do you think people came running out to, like, grab his fucking jewelry and shit?
Stealing his shoes and shit.
Oh, motherfucker, I'm gonna go get me some diamonds!
He's about a size 10. Fuck yeah.
Now
I'm gonna sell my old ones for some crack. Yes! Andy Gelman, 58, died while he was moving the safe by himself. It was on a pallet jack on the sidewalk in front of his store when the door swung open, causing its weight to shift and fall on him. Wow, I was right.
Weird. Maybe lock the door when you try to move
it. Yeah, no, it didn't say to. It didn't warn me.
Oh.
It needs to warn me. I'll sue. I'm gonna sue, yeah, I'm gonna, I like that song.
God.
An adjacent business owner and others tried unsuccessfully to move the safe before, get more people, you're not moving that fucking thing. 10,000 pounds? No way. No fucking way.
Yeah, nah.
His death spurred Skip Fleet, his friend and owner of the adjacent store, Shirley Can't Surf, to raise funds to buy the Key West Fire Department a special $1,800 jack used to move such heavy objects in similar incidents. Why? That's like too little too late, dude. Yeah. Well, if he was alive and still needed to move this, here's
a
jack.
That would be
a
helpful little piece of information. That would be.
Hey.
But he's dead.
Yeah, too late.
Too late.
I think they're doing it because they still need to move it. It's like sitting out there.
They haven't got his body out from underneath it yet.
He's starting to stink, so
could you please move
can
this?
Can we have a fundraiser to move this fucking thing, please? We got to get this out of here. And some of the comments, one of the comments says, "You've got to be kidding. You can't sue."
Awesome.
Safe.
It just says safe?
The last one says safe. "It was a sad thing, but you have to be kidding. They didn't tell him a 10,000-pound safe might kill him if it fell on him. I sure hope your lawyer does not get paid unless you win."
Oh, my God.
Let's hear it for Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking
Ooh, what A. What part of Florida was that in?
That was in the Keys.
Oh, the Keys. Okay.
Or that's where this paper is from. Florida Keys News, Key West Citizen. Yes, the Keys.
I don't have nothing to do with the Keys. No big deal.
I
kind of
like the Keys.
Yeah, the Keys are nice.
Went there on
paddle lobsters
a cruise a while
are good.
Ago. Pretty fun. So. That's that. I think we got a couple voicemails we should play before we call it a night. If you guys ever want to leave us a message, 406-204-4687, when the show is not live. Is this seriously a 9-minute voicemail?
Oh, my God.
Let's play the 12-second one first. This was the latest one. First. Go.
Mary sent me the voicemail. Taking my message. Taking my cell phone on there. Hello?
I'm not echoing. Right on.
Okay. Cool.
So,
Mia sent me the voicemail.
Again, if the show is not live, you can call and leave a message.
Right.
9 minutes. What do you think this is?
I don't know.
I don't know if we're going to play the whole thing.
Let's just hear it.
I'm playing it.
It's not going to be sexy. Okay? It's not. There's really nothing sexy about it.
Is that the sound of a phone being put in a pocket?
I don't know.
Oh, you think we'll hear something good?
Maybe. He said it's not going to be sexy.
That sounds like typing on a keyboard. That's totally typing on a keyboard. Kay. Anyway, I'll fix that.
If you'd like to leave us a real voicemail, 406-204-4687.
That's the number.
Yeah.
So, anything else before we call it a night?
No, congratulations on Victoria for seeing her first live Jam Hole episode.
Hey, right the fuck on. You guys can
catch more listeners.
You guys can catch these shows live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern at thejamhole.com/live.
Yes, indeedy. And tell your fucking friends. And, donate, because I need money.
Thejamhole.com/donate. That's right.
That's about it, man.
All right.
I'm good.
Thejamhole.com/YouTube. I'll try to put some videos up this weekend, since I'm not going to Bozeman.
Right.
And email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where our shit is at. It lives there. It breathes, it evolves, it does stuff. Stuff has been done, it's already done, and we'll do it again. And that's that.
That is that.
Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you Monday. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.